Hello?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Hey, my name is Harold.
Yes.
This is the NEC Helpline. Can I get the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
There's any alive?
Darkening a lot.
All righty, thank you. Hey, D'Artagnan, how you doing today? So my name is Harold, and I'll be able to assist you here today with the NEC lawsuit. I do want to let you know we are on a recorder line just for quality assurance purposes. Can I ask you, do you already have an attorney assisting you at the moment?
No.
No, and you have not signed any documents relating to NEC, correct?
No.
And can I ask you, how many weeks pregnant were you when you gave birth?
31.
31. And who was affected with NEC? Was it your son? Was it your daughter?
My five.
I'm sorry to hear that. How much did he weigh at birth?
2 pounds, 10 ounces.
And was he diagnosed with NEC in the NICU?
Yes.
Do you know when he was admitted into the NICU? Was it when he was born or
Yes, when he was born.
when he was born? What is his date of birth?
So, when is his date of birth?
Yes, ma'am.
2908.
One more time.
2908.
2908. And do you know if he was fed Enfamil or Similac while he was in the NICU?
It was similar.
It was Similac. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
That one more time.
Would you like to see if you meet the
Do I want
criteria to see if you part, you know, if you can participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
And now your son, does he have any issues now, such as any intestinal issues, intestinal perforation, any scarring?
You said, do he have any issues?
Right, so does he have any gastrointestinal issues, any other bowel conditions, any
Yes,
scar?
yes, yes,
He
yes,
does.
yes. You can drink milk from this.
Okay. And do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis or no?
I don't, but I'm quite sure I could get him.
Okay. Do you know if the hospital has them?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. Okay. All righty. And when was he diagnosed with
I
NEC?
said they keep records. That again?
When was he diagnosed with NEC?
You said when was he diagnosed? February the 17th of
February 7th.
2008, the year he was born.
So about 8 days after he was born, he was diagnosed.
Yes.
And was he fed the formula? Was he diagnosed with NEC prior to eating the formula, or was it after eating the formula?
After the formula,
After. And
they
what?
had him on a tube.
Oh,
They
they
had
had
him
him.
on a like a feeding tube.
Oh, wow. Do you know, did they ever have him on any type of like assistive ventilation to help him breathe or anything like that?
Yes.
They did as
And he
well.
also was in the incubator.
Oh, wow. What hospital diagnosed him with NEC?
Lakeland Regional Medical Center.
That's at the that's in Lakeland, Florida, at the 1324 Lakeland Hills Boulevard.
Yeah.
And you said he was fed Enfamil or was it Similac?
Some of that.
Similac. And you are his mother, correct?
Correct.
And your son, he is still with us, correct?
Yes.
And you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Correct.
And now you said you were 31 weeks pregnant when you gave birth.
Yes.
And do you know of any other family friends who were fed the formula as well?
No.
No. And now your son, could you go ahead and confirm his gender for me?
Male.
Male. Could you go ahead and spell out his first name for me as well?
M-A-L-I-K-I Fulton. F-U-L-T-O-N.
You got pulled behind me.
And for the first name one more time, it was M-L-I-K-A?
No, M-A-L-I-K-A.
And is he junior, senior, second, third, or fourth?
No.
No, nothing like that. And now, could I go ahead and get your date of birth as well?
11/20/1980.
And then you spell your name D-A-R-T-A-N-Y-A, last name L-O-T-T, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And now we do need the social as well in order to pull the medical records. Could I go ahead and get your son's social to start?
I think it's 766-70-7131.
And now how about for you?
Mine is 589-031-837.
589-031-837.
Uh-huh.
And now, could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me as well?
Female.
Could you go ahead and confirm your marital status?
Single.
And now, I do have the email, dr.dynastytr23@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
Yes.
And now, the best phone number for you, 863-999-9540.
Yes.
Thank you. Could I go ahead and get the property address?
1612 High Point Court, Southwest, Southwest, Winter Haven, Florida, 33880. I had a brain for it.
No worries. That's in Polk County, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I'm at work, and we're supposed to be on our phone.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll try to make this. We're almost done. We made a couple more questions, so we're almost done here. Can I get the father's full name that's listed on the birth certificate?
Eric Williams.
Ed Williams?
I think they got Eric Williams. Eric.
Eric.
E-R-I-C.
Okay. And do you know of any family history of drug abuse, such as cocaine, methamphetamine?
Nope.
And during your pregnancy, were there any issues such as hypertensive disease, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, tobacco use, illicit drug use, HIV?
No.
Nope, nothing like that. And now your son.
Hey, we're about to, we're going to pick up this last one.
We're going to pick up this last one and go dump.
Then we're
going to
go back to them old
roads. Back on Long Point. So this it? Or you going one more load?
No, nah, we're going to grab this last one, go to the dump. But then we're going to go check out the mother one.
Okay.
See what they look like.
Well, I'm going to just stay parked over here until y'all get back.
Just in the pen and then.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And no worries, you're fine. No worries at all. We're almost done. That way I don't take up too much more of your time. Your son, he was premature, correct?
Yes.
And he was born in Florida.
Hold on one second.
Yep, no problem.
Hold on one second. Mm-hmm. Trying to see what the hell out of here. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Okay, what did you say now?
Your son, he was born in Florida, correct?
Correct.
And when was he admitted into the NICU?
On the day he was born.
And when was
on
he?
February.
On the 9th.
Night.
And when was he discharged from the NICU?
I think it was
April. It was like, I think he got discharged on April the 12th.
April 12th. So a couple of months he was in there?
Yes.
Okay. And when did he start to, when was the last time he used the baby formula?
When they changed it on the, I want to say they changed his milk on like the 15th, yeah. And they tried him on the NeoSure pink can.
Gotcha. Okay.
What is it? Gentle Ease?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the Gentle Ease.
And so they started him on the 15th. When did they stop using it?
That's what he came home with.
Okay, so on the 15th they stopped?
He came home with the Gentle Ease. They stopped the Similac on the 15th.
That was in February or they April? Died.
No, that was in February.
That was in February. And so when was the very last time he actually stopped using Similac? Was that in April when he came home?
No, he was on the Similac, but he was on the Gentle Ease. I think it's Gentle Ease.
Is he still, he's not still drinking it now, right? So.
No, he's 16.
So it was probably around April when he came home or a couple months after that, that you guys, you know, stopped using the Similac and everything, right?
Yes. We had changed, had to change the formula.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And now, did he have any issues after drinking the formula, such as green vomit, tender belly, swollen belly, trouble feeding, constipation, diarrhea, bloody stool?
Yes, he had constipation. He was throwing up, and he was having stomach pain, fussy.
Stomach pain, throwing up. Okay. And now you said he did have some assistance. Mm-hmm.
Oxygen. They ended up putting him on oxygen as well.
When was
the breathing?
When was the last time he actually got treatment? Was it in 2008?
Yes.
Okay. And then they did have to use some oxygen and everything like that?
Yes.
Okay. This is all at the Lakeland Regional Hospital, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor or no?
Dr. Corey.
Corey, Dr. Corey.
Yes.
Okay. Did he ever have any intestinal surgeries, laparotomy or anything like that?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
And now we are done here. I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you want to put down as your emergency contact?
We could put Jasmine.
Jasmine. And her phone number?
863-978-2533.
And her relationship
to you? Last name, McCray.
McCray.
Daughter.
Daughter. Daughter. Alrighty. What I want to do now is just verify this information one last time. That way, when I send this up to the law firm, everything is an easy and smooth process for you, okay? I do just want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
And you do not have an attorney assisting you at the moment, correct?
No.
Okay. And now your son, he was diagnosed 2/17/2008. He was seen at the Lakeland Regional Health Medical Center at the 1324 Lakeland Hills Boulevard in Lakeland, Florida, 33805. He was fed Similac. You are his mother. You are a resident of the United States. His date of birth is 2/9/2008. He is a male. His name, you spell his name Malika. Last name Fulton, F-U-L.
No, last. Hey, Becca, one time. Malika is, you said A at the end, it's an I.
Gotcha, okay. Malika. Malachi.
Yeah.
Thank you, okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. And then last name Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N. He is not a junior, not a second, not a third, or anything like that. His social is 766-707131. Then we spell your name DARTANYA. Last name LOTT. You are female. Your date of birth is 11/20/1980. Your social is 589-031837. Email address dr.dynasty. Dr.DynastyTR23@gmail.com. Your address, 1612 High Point Court, Southwest, Winter Haven, Florida, U.S. 33880. And is that a home or is it an apartment? It does show apartment on the Google Maps.
No, it's a home.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure there was no apartment number or anything. We do have Eric Williams, the father, listed on the birth certificate. There were no issues during the pregnancy. He was admitted into the NICU 2008. He was discharged 4/12/2008. He was 2 pounds, 10 ounces at birth. And then he started to use roughly the baby formula 2/15 2008 while he was in the NICU, and then kind of stopped when he got home in April. He did experience swollen belly, vomiting. He did have some issues after drinking the baby formula. He also had assisted ventilation as well as a intestinal related surgery. And then we do have your daughter here, Jasmine, listed as the emergency contact. Did that all sound correct to you?
Correct. Yes.
Perfect. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
With who?
With DocuSign.
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you over to DocuSign now. What this allows us to do is go ahead and pull the medical records from the hospital, things like that. So you should have just received the text. It should say Harold King, which is me, and then it'll say Mass Tort Strategies, DocuSign.
Okay. Do you agree to future SMS for this number? Yes.
And then I also just sent you a separate text message with my direct line. That way you have my direct line and you know it's me whenever. You know it's me calling you and everything like that.
Okay. Dr. Dynasty recognizes email. Continue. I agree. Well, I say please sign, but it's not letting me sign. Clicking on it.
Let's see. Did you say you accepted the electronic agreement? Right.
Okay, there you go. Continue. All right. Accept it. Oh, shit. Got this one. And okay, now click all these boxes.
Right, so all the yellow boxes, you want to go ahead and click.
Okay. I'll go back on this one.
Yep, so I just got him back. So let me go ahead. I'm going to get this sent over to the law firm now. Now, they will be calling you. The earliest they can call you is about 3 days, so within 3 days, maybe even two. The latest that they'll call you is like a week or two. So just be on the lookout for that. I'm going to send you, let me see here. Should get this. Second, Pulaski Law Firm. So you're going to be working with Pulaski Law Firm. Okay, they're based out of Texas, one of their offices, Texas. And so how this is going to work is they're going to give you a call. During that call, they're basically just going to verify this information one last time, make sure everything, you know, is accurate, make sure that you still want to continue. And then once they basically say, hey, everything is good, we can take the case, they'll then get in communication with the hospital, start to get the medical records, things like that, and basically, you know, start to, you know, help you and work for you now. So if I have anything for you within the next couple of days, I'll send you a text or I'll call you. So save my number in.
Okay.
It is the 949 number, okay? So save my number in. That way, if I do call you, you know it's me, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. But besides that, do you have anything for me? Any questions, comments, concerns?
No, thank you. I'm not I can think of.
Okay, if you do, like I said, you have my line, so I'm here Monday through Friday,
number.
Okay? Well,
okay.
I do appreciate it. You have a blessed rest of your day. If you need anything, you call me, okay?
All right. Me
Thanks
too.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.